Hey, Muggs, you're going to have to tell me on the air if it's time to go because I hear nothing.
Time to go.
That's about so
easy. You got to put it in the perspective.
Police, open up. We have a warrant. Just kidding. It's us. We got you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh my God, Kate Beckinsale is standing right in front of me, and butterflies are quickly accumulating in my stomach. Kate, will you marry me?
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
What season are we coming up to on Glee? Have the songs gotten harder for you performing them, or what's the deal? What can the fans expect?
You are a dangerous man espousing dangerous nonsense.
Oh yeah, we got to trim some of the fat around here.
Trim the? What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people.
What?
They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at.
Are you referring to Black Gentlemen in Paris?
And now.
Who bought that goddamn chair? It's not my chair. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say.
Our feature presentation.
My loss, that's a toss-up.
Okay, what's going on here now?
Well, there's actually...
I can't hear Lisa either, by
you
the
can't
way.
Hear me?
What? Come on, is there any way you can set up the controls?
Yeah.
Well, we've been having trouble.
We've been having technical difficulties, Bean. Everything is set up the way it should be. Let me find out here.
Can you hear
it
me?
It was a miracle that we survived yesterday's show, and we thought, you know, they had all day to fix it. We thought we'd be fine coming in today, so no.
Can't.
Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, I hear Lisa in the back of the room. I guess that's just as good.
Well, Bean, there was a problem on the 405. With a cement truck, and there was an accident, and it was backed up to the Ventura Freeway when I was leaving for work, so I figured, well, for sure, Kevin's going to get stuck in that. So I'm guessing not so much drunk as back up on the 405.
Doesn't Kevin just wait until all those things have cleared the freeway before he leaves his house?
Generally, but that's he must not have listened to anybody in authority beforehand. I am now talking on Muggs, Mike.
Okay, much better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. This is a hell of a start. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, welcome on in to another all-new Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Tuesday, the 8th of January. Here's a great story. This is going to make you wonder if this guy maybe ought to think about getting another job. He's got a tough job as it is. He works in Las Cruces, New Mexico as an arborist. Now, these are the guys. Beer Mug, you know what an arborist is?
Of course we know what an arborist is. Don't be ridiculous.
Whoa, it's Kevin.
Hey, Muggs, you're going to have to tell me if you are on the air. I'm not sure yet. It was awesome.
Hey, it's not my fault I couldn't hear anything.
I know. I hear you.
What am I supposed to do? I thought that was the best thing, you know, is to ask. An arborist, kids, is somebody who takes care of trees. You've heard of Arbor Day. That's the holiday, quote unquote, in November. You take care of trees. You're the guy who gets up there, you know, on the and trims them and takes them away from the power lines and takes them off your house and all that sort of thing. Right.
Right.
Well, he's in New Mexico, and he is somehow severely shocked by a power line. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what the, you know, you'd think that those power lines would be safe to touch, but apparently not. Down on the ground, his coworker said it happened so fast. By the time we looked, he was dangling already. That's how fast it happened. It took more than a half an hour for the electric company to arrive and shut off the power so they could cut the man down from the electric power cable.
Oh my God.
A half an hour.
That's gotta be the longest half hour in your life,
no
right?
No kidding.
We're getting really mad at this point because dangling like that has got to hurt. We couldn't get up there to help him get down for our own safety. So they flew him to the medical center in El Paso, Texas. He was in critical condition, screaming in pain as he was placed on a stretcher. He also had burn marks on his hands and feet. Of course, the reason this guy is in the news is not just that happened, but less than 6 months ago on another job, he was attacked and stung hundreds of times by Africanized bees.
Oh.
He needs to change jobs.
No kidding.
He was unable to flee the swarm because he was trapped in his harness and just got stung over and over and over again. Ended up in the emergency room again that time in serious condition. It took a long time to recover.
New gig.
Twice in 6 months, you are practically killed.
Yeah.
By working in the trees. I don't care what else you love about it. If it's all the, you know, communing with nature and the set your own hours and all the stuff that you tell yourself makes this job worthwhile. At some point, you got to look at this and go, dude, get a desk job, right?
That guy, that particular guy would get a desk job and then he would get attacked by bees.
That's what I was thinking.
Something
he's
happen.
Going to die.
It's him. It's
it
not,
doesn't matter what he does. He's going to die. Yeah.
Would you, honestly, if this were you, would you go back to that job?
No. No.
No, I don't think so.
That's two near-death experiences. Either there's something wrong with how I do my job, or God wants to kill me. Why make it easy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, what else can happen to him? I mean, I guess he could get hit by lightning. I guess he's still got that one.
Lisa, you think you could make it more difficult for God to kill you?
Yeah.
Like you could really fight him on that?
I don't know. I just, you know.
You could really make a difference. He's not going to get me.
Playing on the freeway makes it easier, I think.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm over here. God can't see me here. So anyway, so I don't care what, if you're listening and whatever's going on in your job today, and for God's sakes, we got to work with beer mugs. We've got our own crises here. We've got our own problems. But whatever you're doing with your job today, at least you're not this guy, electric power cable and killer bees in the same 6 months. So have a good day.
What's happening here when I walk in and there's microphones all in pretzels?
I don't know.
And Muggs is shaking his head no. What's happening with the equipment?
I can't get a bead on whether they don't care or whether they really do care. We've got great people that are working as hard as they can to make it work, and it's just out of their scope. I can't figure out which one it is.
Since we came back from the new year, something every single day is tragically wrong with our equipment.
Yeah.
Yes, and major problems, too, things that are difficult to work around.
Without duct tape, we would not be on the air right now, which is really bizarre. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't have time for the prologue. Just say it.
Luke Robitaille from the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes, finally.
Talking about hockey finally coming back.
Hockey is
you're so funny.
It's a they're on ice and they have these long sticks and there's a thing, I think it's called a puck, right? It's a puck.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope we do the whole show this way where I can't hear anything Lisa's saying. I just hear this.
You still can't hear Lisa?
Can't hear me?
Oh no, not a word. Except for way in the background I hear this.
Oh.
Try green.
All right. Now here's my third microphone.
Try the green mic. All right. Go over that one.
How's this one? Bean? Better. Hello?
Not a thing.
Okay. How about blue? Go to blue.
Hello?
No.
You're not going to be able to hear Ralph. Look,
we out. We out.
We're done.
That's it. Go back to mine.
That's all the mics.
All right. So just no Lisa. No Lisa for me.
I'll just be quiet.
Good times. We also have the program today. An actor by the name of Ralph Garman. He's going to be on the program talking about a new TV show that he stars in tonight called Joshimo 3.
He works sporadically.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay.
They don't overwhelm us with new seasons of Joshimo.
No.
And that's kind of inherent in the gag, which is that people aren't supposed to be thinking about Joshimo when they sign up for what they think is a different reality show.
We have the only thing I care about today, which is the Armenian comedian.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you why. I know a lot of you find him annoying. He's starting in a nightclub. He's opening a nightclub.
He's
opening a nightclub.
I can't think of anyone more qualified.
Really?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
And Bean says that because we literally can't think of anyone less qualified to open a nightclub. So I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
What song? We have highlights of that.
All right.
Some people are just playing crazy.
That's true. That's a good point. Minutia that drives you crazy.
Bean.
How dare you?
We were talking yesterday about, what was it, extension cords that are brown?
Just because I have standards doesn't make me the crazy one,
standards.
By the way.
Just nice
because
try.
You guys are all willy-nilly buying whatever color extension cord happens to come up next.
Just because Bean, if he gets a black pen, practically falls to the ground.
Don't even say the words.
I don't like him either.
Yep. You don't like him, but you can use him.
I do if I have to, yes.
Yeah, because you're not crazy.
True.
We also have Hines Ward on the program today.
Wow.
How about that?
Time.
Great, great guest. Not such a good project, but a great guest. So very much looking forward to that as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph Garman joins us. How are all your Ashleys last night on The Bachelor?
I didn't get a chance to check it out yet. I have it on DVR.
It's all you've thought about for the last 6 months.
It's not going away.
The Bachelor.
It's right there. It's right there in my DVR. I have 6 days to watch it before the next episode.
You know you're talking to Bean, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's right there. You can watch it.
He likes to stay current.
Turn it on. There it'll be, and I can sit back and relax and watch it.
But is it live when you're doing that?
It's not live when they put it on television.
You know, it's got to be as live as possible for Bean. It must be live. If you were there watching it, it would be better.
For being in the bushes, just watching the girls have their champagne? Yeah, I haven't got a chance to check it out yet, but I will. Not tonight, though, of course, because tonight on Spike TV, locally, you can watch it at 7 p.m. and or 10 p.m. Two episodes back-to-back, The Return of the Joe Schmo Show, tonight on Spike TV. So,
fantastic.
I don't ask much of you people. I'm here every day slaving over a hut. internet pulling showbiz stories for you for free. So give it a shot. Tune in. We'd love to have hear what you have to say about it. Let's talk about other showbiz news. Finally, the moment we've all been waiting for. Ryan Lochte's getting his own show.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Olympic douchebag Ryan Lochte, the other swimmer.
Ah. I don't care. I don't care at all.
You're not going to watch What Would Ryan Lochte Do on E?
Nope.
You'll get to see Ryan train and then go out in Gainesville, Florida.
Nope.
And continue to his collection of 150 pairs of sneakers.
Well, that... Okay, now I'm in. He collects shoes.
And now you love the sneaker collectors.
Sure do.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, E. And another winner.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds awful. Isn't the heat on Ryan Lochte just...
Oh, I would think it's way gone.
It's way gone, yeah. Right? It was over when they did the parody of him on Saturday Night Live. I think that was the pinnacle.
It's pretty
of
much
his
it.
Fame. And now no one cares. Officially divorced, ladies. Good news for you. Buzz Aldrin's back on the scene. Yeah, Buzz Aldrin single again.
I'm Buzz. I'm Buzz. You're a cutie.
He was officially granted divorce from Lois Driggs Cannon. And so here's the thing. Who knew that Buzz had this kind of coin? But she made out. She nabbed over $250,000.
Really?
In the divorce.
Huh.
Savings, half of the profits of Buzz's businesses, trademarks, and stocks. She'll get $9,500 per month in spousal support and 30% of his annual income. Married for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he should have stayed on the moon. It would have been cheaper.
I just not come back.
Lived up there and eat all the cheese it was made out of. And the White House has finally chimed in on a petition started by a radio show host named Alex Jones to have Piers Morgan of CNN deported for advocating gun control.
What?
Yeah. He is he's a loon, this Alex Jones. And Piers Morgan has been on his show, especially in the wake of the Aurora shooting in the theater and also the... Newtown, Connecticut shooting.
Right.
Has been talking to people about gun control as a potential answer to these problems.
Right.
And this Alex Jones has just gone nuts. And he started a petition. And here's the thing. The White House, if it submitted a petition of over 25,000 signatures, has to read it and consider it and then acknowledge it. So they've got over 100,000 signatures on this petition. Other like-minded gun owners who want Piers Morgan deported from the U.S.
Well,
because
he says
gun control should be addressed.
I like that. You can't have a conversation about something one side and the other. You go ahead and just deport the other
side. You have to leave the country.
Huh. And by the way, Ralph, isn't that a ridiculous policy that the White House has to respond to all petitions? You could ask to put Elvis on the moon and they'd have to comment on it and waste their time.
Yeah. Yeah. 25,000 seems a little low to me. But although they have more than that. They've got 100,000. And you would think if you could get enough people, if you get 100,000 people to sign a piece of paper regarding some issue, you'd like to have your White House to look at it.
Yeah, but I doubt that goes up to Obama. I'm sure some secretary goes, nope.
Well, nope. The White House spokesman Jay Carney released a statement saying the White House responds to all petitions that cross the threshold, and we will respond to this one. In the meantime, it's worth remembering that the freedom of expression is a bedrock principle in our democracy. So I think they're tipping their hand as to how they're going to respond.
Did you guys see any of Alex Jones face-to-face with Piers Morgan on CNN last night?
No, I wish I had.
Oh, it's fantastic. There are a lot of clips up online because, basically Alex Morgan's position is it's 1776 all over again if anyone talks about restricting guns in any way, including assault weapons and the whole deal. And Piers is like, look, let's just have a conversation about it. No one's trying to take your guns away.
Jones called him a hatchet man for the New World Order.
All right.
See what they're trying to do? That New World Order? They're trying to come in here and take our guns.
Sure.
Yeah. The old world order doesn't work so well. How does the New World Order have so much sway? He also said that it would be another war against Britain if they try to take our firearms.
What?
This guy also says he owns about 50 guns, which is a little frightening that this lunatic has that many guns. And he said drugs like Prozac were to blame for the recent mass shootings, not guns.
Oh, Prozac.
You know how Prozac is. Makes you all gunny.
That is one of the side effects.
No idea.
Want to use a gun.
And poor Pamela Anderson. She just got voted off the British version of Dancing on Ice. Celebrities Dancing on Ice.
Aww.
Yeah, booted off after just 1 week due to a serious wardrobe malfunction.
What?
She stumbled on the ice, and her boobs fell out of her costume.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah.
Well, how is that not an automatic put you through to next week?
I'd give her the mirror ball.
No,
or the,
kidding.
Or the golden skate, whatever the F they give over there.
What's happening over there?
Yeah. Apparently they said it was her poor form that caused her to stumble, and then her boobs came out, and they said, sorry, no place for you on our show.
Oh, that's a bad show.
She says it happened. It's a common problem in her life, by the way, her boobs falling out. Yeah, usually there's a guy's hands attached to him, too.
Sure.
It's very strange.
There's that.
Yeah. Birthdays today are in the other room. So here's what you do. Go on Google.
Right.
Type in celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
Put in today's date, the 8th.
Do your own work.
Hit click. And, oh, here's Dave. Here's Dave with more. Hold on a second. Here we go. Rachel Nichols.
Ooh.
Bean's friend Rachel Nichols celebrates her 33rd birthday today.
She's the best.
Actress and director Sarah Polley, very talented young lady. She is 34 years old today. R. Kelly celebrates his 45th
yes.
birthday. Where are you, Chuck, by the way, speaking of R. Kelly? David Bowie is 66. Stephen Hawking is 71. And game show host Bob Eubanks. Remember Bob Eubanks used to host the Newlywood Game?
That's right.
Not really. But
where's the most unusual place you've ever made whoopee? That'd be in the butt, Bob. He's the best.
I have seen that clip.
Yes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, we have not yet mentioned that you can go to Sydney, Australia to see the band Linkin Park in concert. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to hook you up with Linkin Park's latest album called Living Things and put you on the standby boarding list. That'll be at about 9:10 this morning. And then throughout the day on K-Rock at 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10, your chance to do the same. You can get your details at krock.com. Well, as you know, it's the first week now, I guess, into the second week of 2013. You know what that means over there on TLC, the Freak Show Network, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It means it's time for the Honey Boo Boo Halloween special.
It's Halloween! Time to get my scare on! And collect candy.
Halloween's a big thing for the girls because they like dressing up and eating a lot of candy.
Now, that is really different because a lot of kids are not into that aspect of Halloween,
that's
the dressing up and getting all the candy. So I can see why they need to spotlight on Honey Boo Boo and her family.
Let me back up a second. Second week of the new year, Halloween uh-huh. special.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just checking.
We heard the announcement last year, and I guess Honey Boo Boo, you know, was a runaway hit that they were going to do holiday specials. They were going to do a Halloween special and then a Thanksgiving special and then a Christmas special. But I'm kind of with you, Kevin, that it would have made a little more sense to, I don't know, air those within a month of the holiday.
Yeah, it seems like it would be around those holidays.
Yeah, I don't know who's in the mood for a Halloween show, but that's what they put on Sunday night on TLC, which of course stands for the Freak Show Network. Honey Boo Boo, if you're not familiar with the show, by the way, she's a pageant girl, and it's a show, a reality show about she and her crazy family, and they live in a tiny town down in Georgia, and June, the mom, weighs about 320 pounds or something, and she has just become the breakout star of this whole show, and she has decided that for Halloween, she's gonna try something different. She's gonna mix up her look.
I normally don't ever dress up for Halloween, but this year I thought about changing, you know, my hair color just to do a new dramatic me. To get your hair colored and go back blonde is a few hundred dollars. So I'm going to actually bite the bullet and let the girls do it.
By the way, that sounds like an excellent policy is to let your little kids yeah. dye your hair to try to save some money, right?
Here's some dye. Go for it.
I am changing. I know. I'm hoping I'm looking good at you.
Mom, you're never beautiful for me. You just keep on trying.
Okay.
Okay,
so
I didn't understand
there,
a word of that, Bean.
Yeah, that's because it is subtitled because they speak Georgian is what happens.
Ah.
Why do you want to dye your hair blonde, Mommy? Honey Boo Boo asks her mom. And June says, because I want to be as pretty as you.
Which is a very nice thing for mom to say.
It's a very sweet thing to say, right? So then Honey Boo Boo's response is, you'll never be as pretty as me, but good luck trying, basically. So that's the little pageant monster that you've raised, June. I'll tell you, somebody who's excited about June going blonde, though, is her live-in boyfriend of the last 8 years, Sugar Bear, who is very excited about the new look in the bedroom.
Seeing June as a blonde would definitely make my loins perk up.
Make my loins perk up, ugh. And then, yeah, that's the sound of him tobacco spitting right there.
That's that's sexy.
Because he's, as you know, he's a very sexy man. He, by the way, he's Honey Boo Boo's father, actual birth father. She's got the four kids. There's Chickadee, and there's Chubbs, and there's Pumpkin, and then there's Honey Boo Boo. Four kids by four different men. But Sugar Bear loves June and has been trying to marry her for years, and she won't do it.
I want to ask again, how does June, who, what'd you say, 320?
Yes.
But at least she makes up for it by being ugly. How does she get four different guys?
They just have to have sex with her.
I know.
I mean, Get is a Have you seen her? They're in Georgia and they drink.
Have you seen her?
Yes, and I've seen her toe, too.
Well, Sugar Bear loves her so much, and I'm telling you what, I thought he was going to mount her on camera when she walked out with this new blonde hairdo. This is one of the most This is one of the most disturbing things you're ever going to hear, Lisa, and you're going to hear a lot of it, because this is Sugar Bear sweet-talking his girlfriend June, trying to get her back into bed because he's so revved up over this new look.
June looks like a blonde bombshell. Wow, wow, boom. You better chain me to a bed because I'm coming up. Pretty.
Okay, I don't know that we need TLC to add boner sound effects. I think we get, yeah, they added that. I think we get the intent of what Sugar Bear is talking about without this noise.
I'm out of attack mode tonight.
I'm sorry, what?
They think it's not clear that we need a little
right.
help.
Exactly. I mean, on the one hand, it's kind of sweet that he's still so attracted to his, you know, live-in girlfriend after all these years. But on the other hand, it starts to get a little bit date rapey here. Listen up.
I'm out of attack mode tonight. Oh, psh. Frisky and Brishy, we don't do that kind of business in our house. We know we've gotten yours.
So he's trying to have sex with her. She says, we don't do that in the house. He says, we can always go out into the yard. Okay,
well,
so that's
all right.
That's plan number one.
Never. I got the back of a truck.
No.
Throw a blanket down.
No.
Under the moonlight stars.
He's trying. He's making it romantic.
You are just having a daydream, and you must be having some damn good dreams at nighttime, because this show ain't happening with me. You ain't got this in a while.
I'm finna open that package back up.
This package is sealed, delivered, and closed for business.
I can open it up.
No. No.
No, she says, no.
You think they're joking around? It's not sealed and delivered and whatever?
I think it's sealed.
Do you? You think she's saying she doesn't want any more kids and she doesn't understand how birth control works?
Yeah,
that's what's going on
here.
By the way, if she was going for the popular signed, sealed, and delivered expression,
yes.
She missed it, too.
Correct.
I don't know that it was sealed, delivered, and closed. Well, now the girls decide they're going to do some pumpkin carving, and here's a little taste of how much the young daughters all love Mom.
The big pumpkin that the girls put down, it already has a crack in it, and it's kind of lopsided. So I'm going to try my best at giving pumpkin carving a chance.
I don't know why Mama's not out here getting their own pumpkin.
She's fat and lazy. Now push it.
What?
Again, help.
Mama's not out here pushing her own pumpkin, and then the other daughter says, because she's fat and lazy, push it.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
So they're all making fun of Mama, and Mom, of course, is talking about the wop-sided pumpkin. For some reason, she thinks that's the expression, is the pumpkin's wop-sided, meaning it all sits off to one side. Well, everybody's carving the pumpkins, and of course, their Uncle Poodle comes out and joins them, because he's the best. Uncle Poodle, yes,
Poodle.
He's the best of the pumpkin carvers. And then it just turns into a massive food fight, because this family, I don't know what it is, but they just can't stop throwing stuff at each other.
As soon as I realized that the insides were such a gooey mess, I knew we was in big trouble. They just like getting messy, that's all.
Don't put them in your hair, Alana!
So Alana, honey boo-boo, she's already putting the pumpkin guts in her hair.
Pumpkin hair!
Everybody was shoving seeds down people's pants, down their shirt.
That's Uncle Poodle, by the way.
You stuck it in my butt! My butt crack is all squishy now.
So Pumpkin, the 13-year-old, her butt crack is all squishy now because they all were jamming pumpkin seeds down their pants.
No.
It's a Halloween special for Honey Boo Boo we're talking about on TLC. Now it's ghost story time.
I'm going to get a flashlight so we can tell ghost stories.
Okay.
Ghost stories scare the ooh out of me.
Here, Alon, you can be the first person to tell a ghost story.
This is a spooky story about fart ghosts.
Okay, so Alon.
About what?
Gonna tell a ghost story about fart ghost.
Fart ghost.
Fart ghost apparently is a legend down there in a little town in Georgia.
She claims the fart ghost is a ghost that you smell before it actually scares you.
Fart ghost like scaring people really bad.
All right, bring it home, Honey Boo Boo. Bring it home.
Fart ghost is here.
Oh, God, I'm out of here.
Bye. I'm out of here.
This family loves to fart and loves to belch at each other. Like, there's not an episode that goes by where somebody isn't farting on somebody.
But wouldn't you leave if fart ghost was there?
Yeah, I guess I would.
I know I would.
Just a couple more clips from the Halloween special, the very timely January Halloween special. June takes all the girls to a corn maze, and Honey Boo Boo doesn't know what a corn maze is. Now, you guys all know what a corn maze is,
sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they carve it out, and then you go and you get lost, and it's supposed to be fun to try to find your way back out. Well, June has a special way of explaining it to her little 7-year-old daughter.
What is a corn maze?
A corn maze is where they grow like corn and they make it to be like a corn maze.
There you go. That's all you need to know about that. That does explain it. And of course, they do get lost in the maze, and of course, somebody has to pee, and that somebody is June.
Screw it, Shuba. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Hey, Godmother.
Well, when you got to go, you got to go.
June had the slowest time because she had to use the bathroom. She went over running through the corn stalks.
Mama, come home!
You can get us kicked out of this place.
Come back, so we was ready to go.
I had to do the old-fashioned, like, drip and dry and shake it. You know, you got to shake it 3 times. You ever pop a squat?
Mama had a drip dry.
Yeah. You ever pop a squat? She asks her daughter.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's mom had to drip dry.
So she just went out and did it in the corn.
Yeah, she just peed right there in the corn.
This is a gross family.
That's all they do, man. I'm telling you, that's all they do. And none of them are grossed out by any of it.
Yeah.
It's just how they live. This is America's new first family. This is the family that we've fallen in love with. This is the family that we've made so popular that TLC can't stop making new episodes. They can't make them fast enough for us.
We found our next president, Sugar Bear.
Maybe so.
Wow, that's fantastic. Next week, Bean?
Not so much.
All right.
Ralph Garman, young actor from Joe Schmo 3, joins us later on this morning's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Luke Robitaille from the front office of the Stanley Cup-winning Los Angeles Kings. By the way, now that the season's back on, that means they'll actually get their rings, right?
Yes, they will. Raise the banner, the whole thing.
That must have sucked to finally win the cup and not be able to do any of that because of the next season.
Yep.
Anyway, that's all on the way, plus Hines Ward Talks NFL. That's coming up. First, though, here's a name that's in the news that we haven't thought about or talked about in a long time. Al Gore. You guys remember Al?
Vaguely.
Sure.
Former Vice President of the United States, the man who one time thought he was going to be president. That didn't work out, so he went into television. He's the last few years been running a channel called Current that's just unwatchable, terrible.
Did they have on
wasn't
it?
Wasn't it like viewer submissions? They would make their own programming and then put it up?
Yes, they tried that for a while, and then they went into more of like a cable kind of news and opinion kind of network, and they hired Elliot Spitzer, and they had a few names on there, but nobody was watching it. It was losing money, and it was not a channel that anybody cared about. So eventually, he did the only logical thing, which was to sell it. Now, the reason it's in the news quite a bit lately is because he sold it to Al Jazeera, which a lot of people are, curious about because that's the Arab news network. They're a huge organization around the world. They've not made much footing here in the United States, but Al Jazeera News is going to be on Current TV. That's the deal.
Aren't they the ones that that air the, you know, the Osama bin Laden tapes and stuff, the videos and all that? Didn't they go to Al Jazeera for that?
Yes, they do that because they've got the huge reach in that region of the world. Right, exactly. But, I mean, a lot of people think that they are, you know, they have a different worldview than the United States does.
You
but
think?
That they are a legitimate news organization.
Oh, all right.
So we wanted to find out more about what's in store for Al Jazeera TV, so we thought we'd bring our old friend Al Gore back onto the show and see what's up with him and find out how much money he made and all the good news. Mr. Gore, are you there?
Yep,
that's Al.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
I would imagine that it's a little bit of a relief to not run a television channel anymore. That seems like a lot of work without much payoff if it's not successful.
We didn't have a lot of success with Current.
Right.
No.
Our ratings weren't huge.
It's the opposite.
That's what you're saying.
Well, it's the opposite of that, actually.
Well, that's a matter of perspective.
It's not really. The ratings were terrible.
No, they were bad.
And I suspect that's one of the reasons why you decided to sell, because you got somebody who very badly wanted a way into U.S. TV, right?
That's true. They offered us a deal we couldn't resist. And so we're quite happy to sell her into Al Jazeera.
If you don't mind me asking, if it's not a delicate question, Mr. Vice President, how much did you personally make off of this sale to Al Jazeera TV?
$125 million.
Wow!
Woohoo!
Wait, for a network that no one watched?
That's right. So from now on, please call me Al Garcia.
I don't know that we're going to call you that. But you're buying a better quality pot, I would imagine, with a $125 million paycheck, right?
I have a prescription.
Sure.
Of course. Yeah, of
hey,
course
we all do.
I have anxiety.
Sure. Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So tell me about this. A lot of people, Time Warner Cable, immediately dropped the channel when they heard Al Jazeera is involved. There are some people who are not happy to see it on the dial. But tell us more about what their plans are for the channel, if you know, sir.
Well, first of all, let me say salami macabacum.
That is not it's not accurate.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But people of Time Warner and other programmers are going to miss out on some great programming on the new Al Jazeera America.
Well, tell us what kind of programming it's going to have.
Some hilarious sitcoms.
Okay.
Like sitcoms. 2.5 jihads.
I didn't know that.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Burkas and Recreation.
Okay, good.
New Girl in a Burka.
I'm sensing a theme.
The Family Guy.
Okay.
Whose wife wears a burka. Big Shoe Bomb Bang Theory. There's going to be a lot of shows they're going to miss out on with Time Warner. So you might want to call your cable provider and say, hey, salama makanekne.
Might need to work a little more on that.
Salakibikadakam.
Yeah, it's not accurate at all. Salama
makanekne bacon.
Nope.
Definitely not that last one.
Nope.
Nope. That's not it either. So that sounds like it's going to be good.
Really? Giving up that quick, are you?
Oh, are there more? Are there more shows?
That sounds terrible.
Well, I thought maybe you'd have something to contribute, too. No, you just got to sit back?
No.
All right, I will, too.
All right. Well, glad we caught up with you, Mr. Vice President. Enjoy all that $125 million worth of pot you're going to smoke.
Slap a max and make them.
All right. I know what you're thinking. You wake up every morning, you turn on Kerik, you go, when are they going to play Third Eye Blind? I'm happy to say less than a half an hour from right now. We got some red hot Third Eye Blind for you coming up on today's all-new Kevin DeBeach Show.
Plus Hines Ward from the NFL on the program today, and Luke Robitaille talking about hockey is back.
Speaking of sports, by the way, just briefly before we get into the thing, did you watch any of that championship game last night?
No.
Did you see Alabama crush Notre Dame again?
I didn't. I heard they were up 35-0, though.
Yeah, they ended up winning 42-14. The only reason I mention it up is, Kevin, you will enjoy this, and you'll be tweeting about her all day. Do yourself a favor and look at Miss Alabama when you get a chance.
Miss Alabama.
Really?
She is dating the quarterback for Alabama, and she was quite the sensation. You know, when a blowout game, you look for anything else to talk about? They spent a lot of time talking about Miss Alabama last night.
All right.
And rightfully so, and you'll enjoy her very much.
Let me tell you about a brand new club that's opening up in Burbank called Club Astral. Clubs seem to come and go a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this one seems like they got pretty much everything going on. It's going to be on Monday nights, and it's dubstep. They have go-go dancers. They have flair bartending.
What is that?
I guess it means fancy. I don't
know.
You know, bottle service, VIP packages, the whole thing.
Wow, sounds fancy. Where is this again? What city?
That's in Burbank.
Hmm. Fancy.
And it's hosted by the Armenian comedian. So that's going to be a great club.
Hold on a second.
It seems like a really great time.
What did you slip in there? I heard a lot of good stuff about go-go dancers and things like that, but then I also heard something that sounded like hosted by the Armenian comedian?
Dress code upscale. So you kind of do have to dress to impress.
Go back to the part where Sam is involved.
Hosting?
Well,
hosting?
Technically, it says hosted by Sam the Armenian comedian.
Oh, no.
What does that even mean?
Let's find out. Happy New Year, Sam the Armenian comedian. How are you, my friend?
Good to hear from you guys. I'm so blessed to have a part of your KROQ, Kevin and Bean. I got Happy New Year, Lisa May. I love you, Kevin and Bean. I love you. And you've been all my strength, all my achievements, and my goal. Thank you very much.
Right. I'm with you, whatever that was.
Anyway, so, let me give you a ticket for my show every Monday.
If you don't mind, let's not start with the tickets. Let's start with, would we want the tickets? Tell us what's happening here. Now, there's a new nightclub opening. How are you the host?
Well, I walked in there and I said, I want to throw a show over here. And they are Armenians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you're welcome. Mondays and Tuesdays, we are, you know. And then I started doing all this. We've been practicing. We recorded already. I got a bunch of songs about New York, about my life experience. And it is just happening all over the world.
I'm sorry, did you say you have a bunch of songs about New York?
Yes.
Why? Why New York? I mean,
you don't live there.
Clubs in L.A. You don't live in New York.
Well, I used to live in New York, and my songs are about love and whatever experience. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we're here, Sam. What Kevin is asking is why did you write a bunch of songs about New York to play at the grand opening of a Los Angeles nightclub? Why do you think that's what people want to hear?
Because New York and Los Angeles is connection of my life. Because I lived there first. New York is my first soil of America. And then now I'm in L.A. Pretty soon I'm going to bunch of songs about L.A. also. I'm a very creative. You know that.
Yeah, you're very creative. So Kevin, what's happening here is that Sam is taking the club goers on a journey of his life. That's what's happening.
Right. Can that journey end back in New York? Sam, let me ask a question here, because it doesn't say music by or plus special band. It says hosted by the Armenian comedian.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're going to be performing?
I'm going to perform with my band, yes. And then it's go to socalmusicnews.com.
Nope.
And Club Astra, and then the club is Bovardia in Birkbeck.
Okay, but what it says in their press release is that they're going to have DJs playing drums and bass and dubstep.
Yeah. The DJs is D-Nasty, Brian B., and Kids on Beats. Yeah.
Okay, but what's going to happen is...
I'm sorry, it's not Kids on Beats, it's the Beats Kids.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're going to be playing drums and bass and dubstep, and then they're going to take a break, and then you're going to come out there with your band and perform live at the club.
Yes, and then joke, and host, and then choose, and fire dancer, flare bartender, go-go dancer, belly dancer, and Armenian foods.
What came right after joke? Did you say joke and horse?
Jokes, yes.
Oh, I thought he said jokes.
Yeah, I was hoping it was whores. I wasn't sure.
When
does all this start, Sam?
11th of February, coming up.
And okay, and people have to buy tickets in advance to get in?
Yes, on socalmusicnews.com.
That's funny, Bean.
You can buy tickets. I'm giving tickets away. I need the K-Rock truck outside. And you guys are going to be making the same day breakfast with me. How is that for you? Come on.
Look, you've never even talked to us about it. How do you come with the assumptive clothes like that?
I am a string puller.
You are a string puller. That's true.
That's true. You are. All right. Well, listen, Sam, I'm very excited about this. I have a feeling that the club doesn't even know you're coming, though. That's my guess, is that you saw that this club is opening up, and you said, I'd like to be a part of that, so you're just telling everybody you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. And listen, everything is on socalmusicnews.com. I'm giving tickets away, 25 pairs, dressed up, okay?
Dressed up. Well, listen, we got to go right now. We definitely want to send Beer Mug down if he's still working for us on February 11th. Is it okay if he comes down to see it?
Everybody is a special guest of mine. Everybody.
Right, but okay. Right, but not everybody wants to go.
Why?
Because it sounds like the worst night in the history of human civilization.
How dare you, Kevin? How dare you?
Songs about
New York. You forgot about that.
Can I play a little of Sam's?
I'm also psychic. Before things happen, before Cindy came to New York and destroyed,
And by Cindy, do you mean Sandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandy, and then I was writing songs about breakdancing, took a ride on a train, New York City, and then Thunder and Lightning, and all these songs are ready.
Yeah. I think Kevin's wrong. I think this sounds like a fantastic night. I think this sounds like the best night of 2013.
Get up and dance, and then Highway 118, World War III. I'm a psychic.
You're doing Highway 118. That's my favorite jam. I can't wait.
And teenagers stop spraying bullets on each other.
Wake up, teenagers. Don't play with the guns.
That's a classic.
Hey, it's never been more timely than it is today. All right, listen, we're out of town. SoCalMusic.com, SoCalMusicNews.com, excuse me, if you want to find out details. Club Astral, February 11th is when it all begins in Burbank. The Armenian comedian.
Nightclub in Burbank on Lennox and by others.
It doesn't matter.
All right, Sam.
Can I tell jokes?
Please, can you just tell one to close this out?
No, okay.
One joke.
One day I was in the butcher shop because I wanted to buy. My friend butcher gave me a meat. He said, Sam, this is on the house, on me. Okay, I put the lamb on my shoulder. I'm walking in the street. And one of my friends gave me, hey, what is that? I got a meat my friend gave me. How you going to barbecue? He said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. So he gave me a recipe. He said, hey, I got some recipe. I just went to the market. Here's some herbs and everything. Cook it. Okay. I put it in my pocket, and I was going. All of a sudden, this eagle came and stole my meat from my shoulder.
How far into this joke would you say we are? About 75%?
I said to the eagle, I said, hey, you forgot the recipe.
Use that one at the opening, Sam. Use that one at the opening, seriously.
Okay, Kevin.
Yes.
I love you.
I'm not such a big fan of yours anymore.
From the roots of my heart, I love this amazing. All right. I love
All right.
David.
Thank you, Sam.
I love Bean. I love.
Okay. We got to go.
I love even his wife. I never met her.
We have to go. Thank you, Sam.
Daughters. Everybody is in love.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
I hung up on him. He wasn't going to quit. So I had to hang up. We got plans.
Yeah, we do.
We have.
It's time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Before I get to the beat, how about some tickets, boys and girls? This is a special K-Rock advanced screening of the new Guillermo del Toro film, Mama.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cannot wait. Oh,
can't watch it. Can't watch it.
Can't wait.
Creepy kids. Creepy kids in a horror movie. Can't
Super
watch it.
Super creepy.
Scariest thing in the world. Kids in a horror movie. There are two young kids who are left alone in a forest for 5 years, and they become like feral animals, and they are brought in by their aunt and uncle, aunt played by Jessica Chastain, and they try to raise them and reacclimate them into society, I guess, trying to make them human again.
Yeah, bring them back to normal.
But the thing is, maybe they weren't as alone as everyone thinks, because maybe the ghost of Mama was there!
Oh,
can't wait.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Were you like terrified with movies with little children before you had a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Or did that make it worse?
No, it's always been.
Always been that way.
Creepiest thing in every horror movie ever has been little kids.
Yeah.
From The Exorcist to Shining, those little girls in the hallway. Come play with us, Danny. Ah! Always. Worst. If you'd like to see Mama before anybody else, we're doing a special screening on January the 15th at the AMC Burbank 16. Mama's in theaters on Friday, January the 18th, but you'll see it before anybody else. If you're one of the first five callers right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call for your tickets to see Mama. Well, looks like Harry Styles of One Direction will be the next subject of Taylor Swift's new hit. After just 2 months, they have already split up, and they are, according to sources, never, ever, ever.
Well, is that right?
You know the rest.
Wait, so they're not going to remain best of friends like celebrities do?
That's not Taylor's style. She becomes best of enemies immediately when she breaks up with you.
Yeah, her new hit is, you're a doo-doo head, Harry.
Yeah. Harry, I hate you, Harry. Not about anybody in particular.
Scorched earth policy when it comes to relationships.
Their schedules just never mesh. They couldn't find much time to be together, apparently.
Plus, she's a whore.
Plus that. The UK Daily Mail says the couple had a huge fight during a getaway over New Year's on the British Virgin Islands. Taylor took off. Harry decided to stay and visit Sir Richard Branson's private resort. And word is, he ended up with a few lovelies in a hot tub at some point while he was there. So he's apparently getting over things. But
look,
Taylor won't. I guarantee you, she's not getting over nothing.
She'll hold on to that forever.
You are bad and mean, and I'm never getting back together with you. And, oh, I'm so surprised you broke up with me. Oh. It's her new hit.
Look, I love Taylor, as you guys know.
Right.
I love her.
Right.
Stop but her. She has to be the most high-maintenance girlfriend in the world, right? I imagine you would get tired of that real fast.
Taylor, by the way, 23 years old. Harry of One Direction's 18 years old. She is the world's youngest cougar. She will only date high school kids. That's her cutoff. If you're in college, you are off her radar. She's a weird broad.
She is strange.
She's got a face like a ferret. Well, we're talking about music. This came out of nowhere today. No one expected this. David Bowie, legendary rock and roll singer-songwriter icon David Bowie, who has been famously retired now for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't do interviews, isn't seen, nope. Is just a complete recluse now.
Disappeared, dropped off the face of the earth, has never been less in the public eye. Dropped his new single this morning.
What?
Yep.
He's doing music again?
Brand new song called Where Are We Now? And announced also on today, which happens to be his birthday, that his first new album in 10 years and his 30th studio album the next day will be released in March.
Huh. Shocking news.
When you read the press release, it sounds like his label was surprised, too.
That's weird.
They say this kind of came out of nowhere, but David's the kind of artist, this is a quote from the release, who writes and performs what he wants when he wants. When he has something to say as opposed to something to sell, and apparently he has something to say. So he is releasing new music for the first time in a decade. The new single, as I mentioned, Where Are We Now? You can find the video for it on davidbowie.com, his website. It's creepy. It's creepy as little kids in a horror movie.
Uh-oh.
It's him with the... He's like a stuffed animal, but his face is human, and he's... And it looks like he's got... He's a Siamese twin with Bjork or something. It's just weird. It's a weird video and disturbing. And here's a little taste of the new David Bowie song, Where Are We Now?
Wake up!
No, that's
what?
Once again, that's Sam the Armenian.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted David Bowie.
The new David Bowie.
New
music.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know.
Put much into the lyrics, did he?
So about his time apparently in Berlin, when he lived there. He harkens back to that time when he lived in Berlin and the footage and the videos of the old apartment he used to live in, and he harkens back to his days in Germany in this song.
As long as there's rain, as long as there's rain.
Wow, not what I would have expected, but all right.
No,
sort of a ballad from David.
As long as there's fire.
As long as there's Hitler.
As long as there's fire.
He seems to repeat himself over and over again.
No lyrical content here.
Yeah.
As long as that's me.
Bowie also released a audio statement regarding the new album. This comes off of davidbowie.com as well. Here's Bowie's statement that he recorded for his fans.
I've got a brand new album. I've got a brand new album.
That's good news.
I've got a brand new album.
First album.
I recorded a brand new album.
First album in 10 years. Going to be.
I've got a brand new album. You'll be hearing a brand new album.
March apparently is the.
I've got a brand new album. David Bowie's got a brand new album.
Got it.
I've got a brand new album.
Got new music.
I recorded a brand new album.
Oh, you're marking the point home here.
New music on my.
You can hear Brent.
I've got a brand new album.
New music.
New music on a new album.
Got it. Oh, we got that.
I've got a brand new album. It is a brand new album.
Thank you, David.
It's not an older album.
Not at all.
It is a brand new album.
New.
Brand new music on an album. New music.
All right.
On a new album.
All right. New music to David Bowie.
Point taken.
Surprise,
understood.
Surprise. Today's celebrity birthdays, as I mentioned, Bowie is 66 years old today.
About
66.
That.
R. Kelly's 45. Rachel Nichols celebrates her 33rd birthday today. Robbie Krieger of The Doors is 67. Physicist Stephen Hawking celebrates his 71st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Couple of Hall of Famers on the program today. Hines Ward talks NFL in about a half an hour, and our friend Luke Robitaille joins us in 1 hour to talk about what the shortened NHL season is going to look like. That's all coming up. Plus, we're going to hook you up with a chance to qualify to go see Linkin Park in Australia at 9:10 this morning. Details at krock.com.
Ralph did a story in the showbiz yesterday from Star Magazine, which says that Jennifer Lopez has made a series of outlandish demands while staying at the hotel while she's shooting a movie. And, you know, they have a writer where they can put in everything that they want done. And one of them is that the entire building have only white flowers inside and out. Not her hotel room, the entire hotel.
You know, we've heard of things like all the toilet seats have to be changed. Really nutty stuff.
Yes. Now, of course, her people are coming out and saying it's ridiculous. None of it's true.
Uh-huh.
But I believe
her people, by the way. I don't believe it's true.
I would like to believe that it's true because I know you.
and there are people like that, yeah.
The so-called source adds, she also insisted that all extension cords and phone cords in any room she would be entering be white. Okay?
Okay.
So now we're making...
But that sounds made up. What are the chances that that's really true?
Well, I would have...
Slight, right?
I would have thought that that was messed up, and I would have thought that it's not true, because it just doesn't seem right, until Bean said, while Ralph was doing the story, well, I sort of agree on the extension cords.
Okay, but here's the difference. This is Jennifer Lopez visiting a hotel to do what, an interview or something, or a photo shoot, whatever it is. She's going to be there for a few hours. It's somebody else's property. I think that's very different than having a preference of what you want to see day in, day out in your own home. I can understand if you have a preference on what color extension cords you put in your house. You don't take that into somebody else's house, though.
You do if you're Jennifer Lopez.
You do if you're Bean.
I mean, I bet you she did in that room. She wanted all white flowers. She does that wherever she goes. And if it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours. If it's overnight, that's the story.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
So Bean agreed with her that he does have a preference in the extension cords. And I thought, how far down the list is that?
I've never thought about it.
Let me ask you a question, Bean. What if the room is brown? What if the walls are brown and the floor is brown? Then do you want a white extension cord?
I just like white extension cords in general better than I like brown ones. Look, when you...
It's Captain Minutia!
So let me ask you this. When you go to the store, wherever you buy your extension cords, whether it's at a drugstore or Home Depot, wherever it is you're buying your extension cords, do you just put your hand in just blindly and pull out whatever the first color is? Or do you look at the various colors and pick which one you like
best? No, I'm wild when I pick extension cords. I just reach in, close my eyes and reach in and go, come on, blue, mauve, come on.
So you have no preference whatsoever. If you walked up to the bin and there was an orange one, and there was a brown one, and there was a white one, or any other color that I haven't seen, it literally wouldn't make any difference to you which one you brought home. Extension cord is an extension cord.
Correct. Except for, I mean,
shows.
I think if it shows and you take into account the room it's in, it would depend on that. It's not like I have a generic preference in colors.
Right.
If the room is brown, I don't know, it seems like you'd pick a brown one. I'm not an expert at that, but I don't really care.
Well, you're a Philistine, first of all, because I already know for a fact that somebody hands you a pen and you'll write with it no matter what kind of ink comes out of it. Because I already know how crazy you are when it comes to stuff like that. So nothing should surprise me.
Hand me a black pen.
Don't even say the word black pen.
And I'm perfectly happy. But Bean, it's Captain Minutia! Cares very much about the tiny little things that really don't matter. What color is the pen? How much does that matter in the grand scheme?
I will say that it does matter to me what color the pen is. It matters more to me what color the pen ink is. I prefer blue pens, and I have to have blue ink.
It's Captain Minutia! All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the phones for people like Bean. And this always makes Bean, he interprets it poorly. Bean interprets these call-ins poorly. Because if we get three calls that agree with him, he goes, see, there's a lot of other people out there that are like me. And then he justifies it to himself. But you're a nut job. Let's just start off with that. Because you care so much about such insignificant things. What color the ink is completely irrelevant.
I mean, I actually like blue, but I don't make a funny noise and throw it out of my hand if it's not.
It's like my hand's on fire.
That's weird. You have to know that's completely weird.
It's Captain Minutia!
It's just, it's easier on the eyes, it's more pleasant to
right,
look at.
Yeah, right, but it's not,
Right, that's what she does.
When you get a black one.
Ew. It's like, what the hell's going on? Unless an animal was crawling in your eye, back off.
But black ink, you guys, is just icky. You know
there's
that.
There's no icky. No, it's
there's
not
just
icky.
There's something about it, you just look at it, and it's just wrong.
All right, listen, if you're like Bean, and you don't have to admit you're like Bean in all ways, because no one wants to admit that. But if you like to major in the minors, as I say, like Bean, if you're Captain Minutia, and there's something that nobody seems to bother no one else, but for some reason it drives you crazy. Like, let's say Jennifer Lopez. Let's say the story was true and she needed white flowers. Of course, it's absurd to everybody else, but to her, it's all important. Mm-hmm. Let's take some phone calls from people that have that problem. And it's a problem.
It's not a problem.
Let's be honest.
Oh, all of a sudden, a brother has standards now, and he's got a problem. Everybody else out there all living their life willy-nilly. You do whatever you want, and that's fine.
Standards about murdering other people, important. Standards about black ink, incredibly not important.
You don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure on this one. A lot of times I try not to take too strong a stand, but on this one, you're crazy.
Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. I can't dial that number because it has too many odd numbers in it. But if you can, 1-800-520-1067, that's the toll-free number. We're looking for your white extension cord. We're looking for your blue ink. What's the thing that everybody else thinks is crazy but you insist on? We'll take your calls next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
47 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
By the way, I prefer Admiral Minutia while we're talking about it, just so you know.
It's Captain Minutia!
Blue ink, way better than black ink. White extension cords, way better than any other color.
Those of you that can't keep us straight because we sound the same, that's Bean.
Yes.
The only one who makes a goddamn lick of sense here today. 1-800-520-1067. We're talking to you if you've got things that other people don't understand why they have to be just so. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. For instance, Becky, my soulmate, Becky on line two. Let's bring her into the conversation real fast.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
What's your thing that nobody else seems to care about, but to you it's very important?
In my closet, I need to have white plastic hangers.
You have to have white plastic hangers.
Yes.
So if something comes back from the cleaners and it's on one of those brown wooden hangers, you go, oh, no.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, my family makes fun of me.
They should.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And my sister's probably listening right now. Hey, Jen.
What do you think it's about? Yeah, is there any explanation as to why you are that way?
It's more of a comfort. I just feel better not having any plastic or wire or anything. I'm not Mommy Dearest.
Yeah. Well, your white plastic hangers are going to match my white extension cords so nicely when we move in together, Becky. We're going to be five.
Nice.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let's take Heidi. Let's take Heidi on line 7, 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Heidi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Are you also a Captain Minutia?
Oh, very much so, and many, many things. All right. But I was calling because I only like to drink out of styrofoam cups.
Styrofoam cups?
Mm-hmm. Most people are trying to avoid those.
And you don't find them any places, so I only go to certain places just to get a drink. I'll go to two places to get food or to get a drink.
Because they don't have a styrofoam cup. That's weird.
What happens when you go to like a McDonald's or something like that? A lot of the fast food places have the plastic cups, not styrofoam. What do? Bring your own?
Well, McDonald's is the one that has styrofoam cups, so I go there on purpose.
Oh,
I see. Styrofoam cup, and then I know certain gas stations that have styrofoam cups, and so yeah.
What happens if you get a red Solo cup, for example?
I don't like it.
It's Captain Minutia!
What do you do at a nice restaurant where they serve horror glass?
I deal with it, but I'll usually leave and go get something later out of a styrofoam cup.
What do you do at home?
What do you think? She has all styrofoam cups.
You don't.
And I even buy them at home for at home.
She does.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Heidi's the best.
Oh, my God, Heidi.
And I agree with the pins, the hangers, the extension cords, all of it.
Thank you. A special kind of effed up, my friend. Thank you.
Nice to meet another normal girl once in a while. They're getting harder and harder to find. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Wow.
That's bizarre.
I'm satisfied.
I'm sure you are because you have so many people that have things in common.
Just because other people are effed up doesn't make you not effed up.
How dare you?
Hates when people use knives for other than cutting food. Has to correct everyone's typos. Can't sleep with a closet door open.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the creepy, monster thing.
Just one more quickly. Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
This is all OCD stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a huge problem with volume. It has to be on an even number. Radio, TV, anything. It has to be.
So if you're on 12 and it needs to be turned up a little bit, and you turn it up to 13 or 15, you go, no.
It's got to be 14, 16, 18.
So, Ryan, if you go to a friend's house and the TV...
It's crazy, though.
If you go to a friend's house and the TV is on the wrong, do you change it?
I mean, do you have to check it?
Yes, I do. I change it immediately.
It's Captain Minutia!
Wow. Wow.
He's making an insane amount of sense to me right now.
Everybody stop.
Very excited. Royalty on the program today. Two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Hines Ward joins us on the program right now. Hey, Hines. Welcome to the program, my friend. How are you? Hello, Hines.
Hines.
Is it me or can you guys not hear him either?
I can't hear him either. Hey, Hines, are you there?
I can't. I saw Dave.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? Can you hear us okay, Mr. Ward?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Sounds like we got a little bit of a delay. So, first of all, it's great to have you on the program, particularly at this time of year. I was wondering about a guy like you once he retires from football. Do you find it hard to find things to take up your time when you're so used to all those years of worrying about playing sports?
A little bit. You know, of course, you're not training and getting beat up every Sunday, but, you know, I've kind of always been the guy who wanted to challenge myself, not only to on the football field, but off the football field as well. So I did Dancing with the Stars, participated in Batman, the movie, you know, and doing the cooking show, and now, you know, doing the triathlon Ironman competition. So I've always been one of those guys to think outside the box and try new things.
Hines, I got to tell you, I know that the NFL is a pretty macho league. What kind of slack you get from your best friends about doing a cooking show?
You know what? I got a bunch of haters, former teammates that are always hating on my cooking skills.
Right.
But I don't know. I've always been one of those guys who made fried bologna sandwiches, grilled cheese. So for me, to be honest, when I signed up to do the cooking contest, I didn't really, you know, I never really had any cooking experience. I just knew what a skillet was and what a tong was.
Okay. All right, so you're set.
First time the words skillet and tong have been used on our show this year. The show that Hines is referring to is called Rachel versus Guy, and that's Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri, of course. The Celebrity Cook-Off airs on the Food Network Sunday nights at 9. So are the reasons you wanted to do this was because you, A, wanted to raise some money for charity, but B, you thought it would be fun to kind of learn how to cook? Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah, I grew up, you know, I'm one of those guys that just don't watch ESPN all day. I watch the Food Network channel. I watch HGTV. I do a lot of home decoration stuff. I wanted to be the all-around Renaissance guy. I wanted to be able to do a lot of different things. And for me, I love being in the kitchen, even though I don't really know a lot of recipes or whatnot. But I just love being in the kitchen. Like I say, I mean, my cabinet, my pantry is very slim.
Yeah.
You know, my kitchen covers and stuff like that. You'll see two skillets and you'll see a bunch of forks, spoons, and tongs. That's all the kitchen utensils I really have.
You should probably keep that decorating thing to yourself.
Well, for me, you know, I didn't want to be one. I wanted to be one of those eclectic guys. So when you walk into my home, you know, I know a lot about different designs and stuff. My home was in Architect Digest, so I'm very proud of things like that.
All right, wow. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm just
now, Hines. You had millions of fans, of course, with all the great years you played in the NFL. But I would imagine that once you won Dancing with the Stars, you couldn't go anywhere without ladies throwing their panties at you, right? That has got to be the lady killer being on that show.
You know what? You would think after 14 years of a lot of hard nose playing football,
right?
I played in 3 Super Bowls. I won 2 Super Bowls, and I would be more known for football, but I'm so recognizable for Dancing with the Stars. It's crazy. You know, I go to grocery stores, or I go to the mall, or I go to the gas station. I'm more approached by females Dancing with the Stars than anything. The only scary part is I have guys that are approaching me. You would think they talk about football, but they was like, you know what? You're a great dancer. That compliment.
This is the voice of Hines Ward here on the Kevin Amin Show. We're talking about Rachel versus Guy, Celebrity Cook-Off, Food Network, Sunday nights at 9. Did I also see you on my television Saturday night? Were you working that Green Bay-Minnesota game, Hines? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I'm all over the place, man. I'm all over the place. You know, of course, I'm with the NBC family. I do Sunday night football. I do Notre Dame football. So, you know, for me, I still can be a part of the game. But during my off time, it gives me a chance to go out and do dancing shows, cooking shows, and whatever shows that comes my way.
I can understand being in the NFL as long as you were and taking as much punishment as you did and giving out as much punishment as you did.
not missing that part of it. But once it gets around to this time of year where you're in the playoffs and they're working their way up to the Super Bowl, is there something in you that goes, wow, I still wish I was doing that?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I've been playing football ever since I was in fifth grade. So it was really all that I've ever known how to do is play football. But, you know, two-thirds of my whole life has been football-related.
Right.
Every year was training, working out, getting ready for the season, doing the same thing over and over and over. Now it's all said and done. It's kind of like, what do I do now? And so now to have the opportunity to do Dancing with the Stars, the Rachel Ray Celebrity Cook-Off Show, and for me, I'm having a blast. You know, I'm using the opportunity in the years that I played in the football to be able to open up doors for me to do Dancing with the Stars and other things like that. And I'm always willing to do everything. I didn't want to shy away. I wanted to overcome some of my fears. I never danced a day in my life, but hell, I did Dancing with the Stars and ended up winning it. And I never cooked for 100 people before. I never really cooked for anybody, really, in that sense. But went on and do the Rachel Ray cooking show. So for me, I'm just honored to be on the show, and hopefully I can continue. The more you see, the more you know a little more about me and my personality on the show.
That's unbelievable. You never danced. You went on Dancing with the Stars and won. You only know what a skill it is, and you're going on a cooking show, and you'll probably win that.
He's brave.
No kidding.
What do you think? You're still a young man, Hydes. What do you think you will be doing as a career for the second half of your life?
I have no idea. You know, I'm trying to broadcast the thing now. You know, it's fun. It's not something that, you know, that I really know what I'm doing. But I do have great insight about football because I played for so many years.
Sure.
So it's great for me to be along with Bob Costas. I mean, he's kind of like the godfather of broadcasting. So being alongside with him is a big honor. But who knows? You know, there's other opportunities. I'm in the process of writing a book. Doing some other things, and who knows, you may see me on some more reality shows.
Hey, there's a celebrity diving show now where you dive into a swimming pool and get rated.
I'll do that.
There you go. Sign it up.
Last question, because I know you have to go in 30 seconds here, but do you, since the Steelers aren't in the playoffs, do you have a team that you're pulling for, Hines?
No, I'm just going to watch it as a true fan. This weekend, some great ball games. You have Atlanta, Seattle. You have Baltimore playing Denver, Houston playing New England. So for me, just to be able to sit back, Green Bay and San Fran, just sit back and have all my friends over and maybe try to cook them some fried bologna sandwiches and sit back and watch the game.
Rachel versus Guy, Celebrity Cook-Off, Sunday nights at 9 on the Food Network. Hines Ward, a real thrill to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Hey, Ralph Garman, I know you haven't seen the new season of The Bachelor that debuted last night yet.
Not yet,
but,
no.
Can I go to Las Vegas and put it all on the chick with one arm to win?
Is there a chick with one arm on it?
Yes, there sure is.
I'm sure you can bet someplace.
I'll bet you could.
Probably in Germany or something. Probably not in Vegas. But
seems like there ought to be a way to make some money off of this, right?
I would not put money on the girl with one arm to win it all, by the way.
But imagine how awesome she must be with the other arm by now, though.
Oh, Bean.
No, I'm just saying. What?
Time for the showbiz, Bean. Here's Ralph.
Way to start off your day with creepy.
Icky.
By the way, during The Bachelor last night, apparently, I've heard from several of our listeners, they run a Joe Schmo commercial.
No kidding.
Yeah, how about that?
Huh.
Sweet.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
And we're getting our crowd. We're getting our peeps. You know how the ladies love Joe Schmo.
That's right.
Marketing money well spent.
So that's two of your favorite things in one place, The Bachelor and you.
Yes. Now, if I was just The Bachelor, it would be a perfect world. Speaking of TV events, like tonight, as I mentioned, at 7 and 10 here in the West Coast, Spike TV, the return of Joe Schmo, featuring myself and many, many other funny people.
Two episodes.
Two episodes back-to-back tonight. Yeah, and because we are in the West Coast, there's only one feed out of Spike, you can watch it at 7 and then the second episode at 8. Or you can wait till 10 o'clock.
Oh, it's an hour long.
Yeah, it's an hour. Each episode's an hour. So
it's a lot of Ralph.
2 hours of Schmo tonight. You can check that out. But besides that momentous TV occasion, our buddy Jimmy Kimmel also moves to 11:35 tonight. He moves up against the big boys, Jay Leno and David Letterman. And I'll be his direct competition starting from the very beginning of his television show as opposed to when he would go on later.
I think he'll do well, too.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm certainly rooting for Jim's. And you know, I've known Jim now, since we both started way back with Mark and Brian when we both started working on that show together. I remember we were all
working with Mark and Brian.
I thought it was this show.
It was our show.
Wasn't it Kevin and Bean you guys were working on?
I thought so too until Steve Edwards corrected me yesterday morning.
What?
I don't know if you saw Jimmy being interviewed by Steve Edwards on Channel 11's morning show.
No.
Here's a little clip I brought in.
It's hard for me not to reflect back when you started with Mark and Brian. How many years ago? No, not Mark.
10 years ago.
No. When you came to town.
Oh,
and
Kevin
you were
and
doing,
Bean.
Kevin and Bean, and you were doing radio
Mark
with them.
Mark and Brian, Kevin and Bean.
I know, it's Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, Mark and Brian, whatever. Kevin and Bean. It's all the same.
Yeah, of course.
It took Jimmy a while.
Frank and Heidi.
Whatever show it was.
It was weird. It took him like... It took him a while to go, I did work for Mark and
Jimmy
Brian.
Maybe thought he was with Mark and Brian all those years.
Sure. A lot of people get us confused.
He may have been confused.
Hey, we're the guys who are still on. We're the guys who are still showing up every day. That's Kevin and Bean, okay?
I'm just saying.
That's funny.
Best of luck, Jims, tonight. I hope he has big numbers. You know, he's got huge stars. Like the next month. Everybody tonight's packed with Jennifer Aniston and Sofia Vergara. And No Doubt's going to be on the show. And it's just one smash hit megastar after another.
And I think it's Jennifer Aniston's first ever visit to Jimmy Kimmel, too.
Well, since they spent the holidays together, I guess she figured she'd come on the show. That's the reason when I asked Jim, I said, hey, you know, I got a new show coming on TV. Let me come on your show and promote it. It'd be great. He goes, no. Like, what? He said, well, since we're moving into the big leagues, ABC's a little bit more picky about who they're letting me book these days on the show. As opposed to the old days when he could put on, you know, most of his family and you know, anybody he wanted.
He put on people walking down the road.
Around 10, 12, 20. Anybody could just wander in off of Sunset or Hollywood.
Hey, so, those early years of Kimmel, he'd be the first to tell you that most nights it was Carolla and Sarah Silverman.
That's
about all he could get.
And now he's in the big time. So
good for him.
I couldn't be happier to be rejected for that reason. So
Mark and Brian must be proud.
They must be very proud, having worked with them for all those years. While we're talking about Southern California icons, of course, we have to address the fact that yesterday the sad, sad news was announced that Huell Howser, legendary TV icon, host of California's Gold and Visiting with Huell Howser and Videolog, all those shows that he did that focused on... focused on the people, the places, and the landmarks that made California unique.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Huell Howser has passed away at the age of 67 years old. At his home in Palm Springs yesterday, passed away.
That is amazing!
Is that what he would say? That was like one of his catchphrases, yeah.
I'm going to miss him.
I will, too.
I don't know.
You never watch Huell?
No.
Nothing better like on a Sunday afternoon when you're hungover, just flipping on.
Football?
When football's not on. During football season, you're flipping around and you say, oh, here's Huell Howser. You'd sit back and you'd be eating an Egg McMuffin or something, just trying to.
You might as well talk about being on Mars.
It was calming. It was interesting. He'd take you to a guy who had like a collection of rocks in his garden.
That sounds like the worst TV
that
ever.
That is amazing. You have all those rocks. How long did it take you to get all those rocks together?
Sounds like Mr. Rogers.
It was the best. He was Mr. Rogers for grown-ups.
Wow.
Well, I've been collecting rocks for 47 years. This one's blue.
That is amazing. You have a blue rock.
I will tell you that when the tributes started pouring in yesterday on social media, Ralph, I was surprised at how genuinely touched so many people, including a lot of celebrities, Andy Richter, people like that, who were like, hey, no joke, I love that dude and I love that show.
He was like everybody's grandpa. He was
not interested.
Not a show for Kevin. Did not move at a rapid pace that show.
No, was not flashy.
It was him with a handheld mic and then one camera, and he would go and he would just talk to people.
Who gives a damn?
You collect wagon wheels? Look at all those wagon wheels.
Unless he's mocking them, I'm out.
Well, this is from the Pony Express that used to come through this territory. That's the original wheel.
That is amazing. I'll miss Huell.
I will miss him as well.
So weird, because he just retired, too.
Like weeks ago, right?
Was he?
I think he was sick, yeah.
Any word on what he passed from? I couldn't find it.
Not yet.
Boredom?
No. Too amazing. Too much amazing, I think. Overdose of amazing.
Have you seen pictures of his house, Ralph?
His Palm Springs abode? No,
the
I have
one
not.
Where he lived out in the desert, and he had this giant, like, round house, one of those that was on the top of a mountain just overlooking nothing, as far as the eye could see.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
cares?
It sounds like Bean's heaven in the desert, from the island to the desert. That's how Bean would like it.
How long have we been talking about a guy I've never heard
He's
of?
He's been an icon in Southern California for 30 years on television. His whole
Why does Kevin hate
Hugh Hauser?
His whole life was my dream, by the way. This guy lived the life I wish I had.
Who gives it, damn?
Guy was a Southern California fixture for 30 years on television. What did he have to do to get a couple minutes of our attention, Kevin?
I should kick your ass for wasting my time.
Oh, sweet Lord in heaven.
Didn't they have a Simpsons character based on him too, Ralph?
Yeah, sure.
Hal Huser, they called him, right?
He was on Weeds, too. Today's celebrity birthdays.
You're dead to me.
Well, actually, the man did pass away, yeah. Kevin.
That's true.
So, may not have been your best choice of audio drops.
I'll take that back.
Game show host Bob Eubanks is 75 years old. Stephen Hawking is 71. David Bowie turned 66 years old. R. Kelly, he is 45 years old. Sarah Polley, actress and director, is, 34 years old. And Rachel Nichols.
Hey, this is Rachel Nichols Baxter, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock.
I feel so bad for Rachel.
Why?
Because she's been inflicted with him.
No, she loves
him. I saw her at Acoustic Christmas, and she was like, is Bean around? I said, he's over there. And she walked the opposite direction from where I pointed. She spent the entire night trying to avoid him.
I went in at one point. I think it was about a third of the way into the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was still two-thirds of the show to go. And she was sitting there by herself. So I said, hey, what's going on? She said, oh, Bean left. I was like,
beautiful girl sitting
there.
He
can't even stay for Rachel Nichols, even if he doesn't want to see the show?
I do
that
love her.
That is amazing.
What is amazing.
Happening?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And let me tell you something that I'm excited about, and that is that hockey is back.
This is our life. Richard Sheppard across and down. He walked along.
What a night, what a season. Our friend Luke Robitaille, longtime friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, in the Hockey Hall of Fame, overseeing day-to-day business operations for the Los Angeles Kings, joins us on the phone right now. Luke, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
We're back.
We're back! Finally!
I got to be honest, I'd given up on this season. I mean, the longer we went with hearing so little coming out of those talks, I really thought they were just going to scrub the whole thing. How bad did it get before they finally figured it out, Luke?
Well, it was pretty bad, but all along, I think for the last month, everybody knew we were close enough that something had to get done. I mean, it's funny because you're right. When you don't hear anything, you start to get worried. But for us internally, we kind of knew when we didn't hear anything, that means they were really talking, you know? So from that standpoint, we knew when there was nothing coming out of both sides, that means that something was going on. It certainly was a tough negotiation.
Is it true that at the end, I think it was the last day or maybe the last couple of days, that there was an intermediary that would walk back and forth between the two sides because they wouldn't meet in the same room?
Yeah, actually, I think for the last 3 days, I heard this guy was walking from one hotel to the other. This guy got some good exercise.
Yeah, so he's talking to one side, and then he would say, okay, I'll be right back. And then he would stand up and walk across to the other side.
Yeah, I heard he spent more time where the group had the better food.
I'm sure.
Now, was there a fast-approaching drop-dead date by which the entire season would have been scrapped?
Well, I think the biggest move came right after Christmas when Gary Bettman came up and made an offer, and he let the players know that I think that the drop dead date was around January 11th to start a season around January 19th, where we would be able to play 48 games. That was kind of like the clincher where everybody knew, said, okay, we got, like, I think it was December 28th. We have from the 28th all the way to the 11th to make this deal.
Do we have to wait until you're off the phone to talk bad about Gary Bettman?
I'm not going to talk bad about
Gary. I'm saying, can we talk bad about him when you're off the phone?
What is the feeling about a guy who's had three of these work stoppages since he's been the commissioner of the league? Is some of it his fault, Luke?
It's a hard thing to say because he's trying to change the whole system. You know, what happened in 04, 05 when we changed the system, it wasn't perfect. And the unfortunate thing in our league, we don't have the TV contracts the way the NBA and the NFL and even right. Major League Baseball has. And we're still a league that rely a lot on tickets. And then if you look at the way our players are getting paid, I mean, it's a little bit lopsided where, you know, there's numerous teams that are not doing as well or they're not making money the way it should. At least, you know, I don't think people buy hockey teams or sports teams to make money, but they certainly don't buy teams to lose money.
Right.
And I think that's more like the idea where he had to retweak it. It's unfortunate that it took this long, but something needed to be done to make sure that there's some markets that can be saved in our league.
Okay, so that's behind us. I don't care about all the details and all
that. Was that politically correct?
It was. It was pretty. You're getting pretty good at that. Now, Luke, let's talk about the future. How many games are in a regular season?
Nothing is sure yet because we still need to approve it on our side.
I'm just saying in general how many.
But it would be 48 games. That's what everyone's talking about.
But what's normal?
What's that?
What is normal without the strike? What's a normal?
82.
So 48 games is what we're looking at, roughly.
Yeah.
And is that going to – who does that benefit? Does that benefit younger players? Does it benefit older players because they can get healthy? Does it benefit – does it hurt?
I think obviously the guys that – we have 200 players that were playing in Europe, I think over 200. So those guys have a little bit of an advantage because they've been playing. But, you know, the greatest people are going to get benefit out of this is the fans. And the reason is this. 48 games, you absolutely cannot afford to have a slump because you'll be out of the playoffs.
Right.
So for us, from the first day the puck drops, I mean, every game becomes super important. You can't afford to just say, oh, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and figure this thing out. I mean, literally, every game becomes so important because, you know, you got a 2-3 game slump and you could be out of the playoffs really quick.
Is Andrei Kopitar going to play originally or is he hurt?
He got hurt last Saturday. He's landing, I think it's today or tomorrow, he's getting back in town. I know our doctor is going to look at him. I do know it's not very serious.
Good.
So we certainly hope that we're going to have him from opening night, but we're not going to take any chance. He's a very valuable player on our team. And he's here for the long haul, and so we're going to make sure we do everything right with him.
Do you know what night you're going to raise the banner?
We're not sure yet. I mean, the big talk has been, like I said to you, Mr. Bettman came out and had said January 19th, but nothing has been talked about yet because we're waiting for the union to agree to everything. And coming back, so it depends when we start camp. If we can start camp Saturday, it makes sense that it could be the 19th.
Okay.
But if we start next Monday or Tuesday, I don't think we'll start the season on the 19th.
That's an awfully short preseason, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the players all along talked about that he needed about 7 days for training camp, and most of the guys are in great shape though. Like you look at us, the Kings, we had about. The guys that weren't playing in Europe, we had about 10 guys skating here 4 or 5 times a week, and the guys have stayed in shape. That's the one thing you know about hockey players is they take their job very seriously, so they'll be in shape.
I was reading, I think, Bleacher Report, some website that was going to try and predict who was going to win the Cup this year, and Kings not in the top five.
That's okay. We weren't there last year either.
I know. It was the exact same thing. Last year, nobody gave the Kings a chance, and then they came all the way back. But it's funny that then we won the Cup, and still next year they're saying, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it was New York was favored or something because they got a big signing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the big thing for us is like we didn't like the way we played during the season last year. But if our guys come back and play at the same level they played in the playoffs, if you remember in the playoffs, our players just played to what was expected out of them. They didn't do anything more. They just played to what the expectations were. I think we're going to be okay. We're going to compete for the Cup. And we're probably the only team in the last 5-6 years that has a real good shot at repeating.
Harder to win it or repeat it?
it's really hard to win the Stanley Cup in the NHL. So I would say it's harder to repeat it. There's only been one team that's repeated in the last 15 years. That was Detroit in 97, 98. So for us, that's the goal right now. I mean, our guys got a taste of it. They know how hard it is, and they know what it takes. And we're excited that our guys, they want to get back at it and have another shot at it.
Let me ask one final question, Luke, because I know we all have to go here, and it's always great to have you back
on
the Kevin
Bean
Show. What do you
mean you have to go? We've been waiting for this. Like,
I know. We're slaves to the clock here.
All right.
Remember when the fiscal cliff talks went right up to the edge, and then the president settled the deal with Congress, and everybody said, well, no one's happy with this deal. We had to make a deal, but no one's happy with it. Is that the feeling that people have about this new hockey contract, or are both sides happy, or is one side happy and the other side dissatisfied?
I think both sides, it's the same. Usually they say you have a good deal when both sides are a little bit not quite comfortable with it, and it's the same with us. I think both sides are looking at it going, okay, we didn't get everything we wanted, neither did the players, but the one thing that we got, which is the greatest, is it's a 10-year deal, so we don't have to get back at these kind of negotiations now for 10 years, which I really think that was the most important for me.
And this is Kevin speaking, not Luke Robitaille. Gary Bettman hopefully won't be here in 10 years, so then it'll be taken care of fine.
All right, Kevin, have a great day.
See you, Luke. Thanks, sir.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Luke. Bye.
Everything you need to know about Joe Schmo. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking to Ralph Garman, a promising up-and-coming young actor who's on that program, coming back tonight on Spike. That's on the way. First, though, I hesitate to even bring this story up, Kevin, because I feel like we got plenty of vomiting on the show last month. Ever since Bieber threw up on stage, it seemed like we had too much vomit talk on this show.
Agreed. That's why we're not going to do it this year.
Have you heard about Vomiting Larry? Are you following Vomiting Larry? He's the internet sensation.
Is he the one that they're trying to figure out where the norovirus gets spread or how it gets spread?
Yes, he is a robot that they are using who has become very popular. People are talking about him online. He is a robot, and what they're trying to do is figure out why the norovirus, which I had over the holidays, by the way, which you don't want. It is some serious vomiting. They're trying to figure out how it spreads so fast. And one of the ways that they're doing it is they're saying when people throw up, are there particles from that that go further into the room than we previously thought? So they're trying to figure out a way to track the particles from that the robot is vomiting up.
That's gross.
It is gross.
But if they could figure out how to keep you from getting it, wouldn't it be worth it?
I guess.
And they're trying to stop it from spreading. Like somebody throws up in a restaurant, God forbid, everybody in the restaurant is going to get it because it turns out that these, you know, the stuff that's coming out just gets into the air and just goes everywhere. So
especially with Vomiting Larry. What a party this guy must be.
I don't want to talk to Vomiting Larry. That's what I'm saying.
Vomiting Larry's on the phone.
I'm not interested in hearing what Mr. Larry has to say.
I think it's for science. It's important.
Okay, but it's not going to be one of those things, is it?
You please had tell me it's the not... norovirus. I certainly I hope it is. He's Vomiting Larry. What do you expect him to do, Bean? Talk?
It's a good question.
Vomiting Larry the robot?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you, Vomiting Larry. Can we just call you Vomiting?
Please call me Vom.
Vom, okay.
Now, it's true that you are a new kind of technology that scientists have great hope for to try to track how the norovirus spreads so fast, right?
Yes. My creators have told me it is very difficult to study the norovirus because they cannot cultivate that virus in laboratories.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, through me, they are studying how vomit projects into a room and how may the norovirus be spread.
And how many times a day would you say you're called upon for your specific talent?
Well, I can throw up on cue.
Oh, on cue.
So as many times as the scientists need me to projectile vomit, I am capable of producing that.
I see.
Yes? What's your next question?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
I'm sorry. We thought we were going to lose you there for a second.
That was close.
Just gas.
Okay. Oh. All right, good.
So thank God you're a robot, because for anything else other than a machine, this must be the worst job in the world to be forced to vomit over and over again.
Yes. I think a human would not enjoy my job.
Right, exactly.
I, however, have no problems with... look at that over there. That's amazing. I just got some new furniture in the lab. It looks really good.
Hey, Vom, how are you feeling?
I feel great. Stomach, I feel really good. Thank you.
Stomach upset at all? Or
No, feel pretty good. Hmm. What scrambled eggs and bacon this morning.
Is that sitting well?
Sitting real good.
Wow.
I feel good. Thanks.
I was wondering, what do they pack Vomiting Larry the Robot with when they want him to throw up? What kind of foods do they put into you?
Well, it varies. They can use almost any sort of fluid, mm-hmm. and they test different types of fluid. Different viscosity of vomit travels differently.
Uh-huh.
They can also dye my vomit with a fluorescent dye, making it easier to track via black lights.
I see.
How about now? How are you feeling now? All this talk about vomit sometimes will kind of bring up that impulse in people.
Oh, I've never felt better.
Really?
I feel great. Yeah, Thank you.
But your name is Vomiting Larry. You're not. You don't seem to be vomiting much.
Well, I'm not on the clock right now, am I?
Oh, I
you
see.
You think I vomit for free, bitches?
Yeah.
You got to pay to see my spew.
I don't know what kind of
deal you have.
Wait, we have to pay to see your spew?
You think I work for nothing? I throw up all day. I'm an expert. You don't get that kind of thing for free.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right.
How much would it cost?
Well, how much you got?
like $50.
$50.
Yeah.
I don't poop for $50. I don't vomit.
All right. So, but how you feeling? I mean, just naturally.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, I can't believe you would insult me with that offer.
Oh, Tom. Come on, do your job.
Write a check, bitch.
Used to be you could just tune out in January. There weren't going to be any new shows worth tuning in for, but not anymore because, like, The Bachelor came back last night. Joe Schmo comes back tonight after 10 years on the Spike Channel. Season 3 of Joe Schmo returns with our friend Ralph Garman. I believe we have Ralph. Wait, is he on? He's on the phone?
Ralph?
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you guys?
We're good.
Big fan of your show. It's great to be on. Thanks so much.
We're big fans of Joe Schmo as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're coming back tonight 10 years later. Can you believe that? Another show?
Wow.
Yeah. Ralph, why are you on the phone? Why can't you just walk down the hall and be in studio with us?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Hey, how you guys been today? Great hearing the show. I'm a big fan of the show. I listen all the time.
Right.
Especially the showbiz beat you guys do. Very, very, very funny.
Oh, you're
funny.
A fan of
very
that.
Very funny. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
That's you, though.
I can follow the Vomiting Robot, by the way. That was a funny bit. That didn't fit too well with me, actually.
But there was no vomiting. Larry didn't even.
Why did you do this to us? All right. That's not necessary at all, Ralph.
Why don't you come down to the studio? All right, good.
He's coming down.
I believe so.
Anyway, Joe Schmo, which has been off for 10 years, and this is the beautiful thing about this show.
You all right, Ralph?
I feel better now.
Okay, good.
Wow, that was sad. I felt terrible for you. The premise of this show is such that you can't be on every season, right, Ralph? I mean, that's kind of part of the deal is you have to go underground and let people forget about it, right?
Not really, because we were on basic cable, and although the first show we had about 4 million viewers by the time it was all said and done, I mean that's only a small portion of the television watching public,
right?
So if you go out and look for another schmo, you just work that into your screening process. You know, have you seen this show or that show? They put a long list of shows on the questionnaire when they first look at these people. What are your favorite reality shows? Have you ever seen Survivor and Big Brother and Joe Schmo Show? They mix it in. So you're able to weed out people who had seen it before. And there have been other ideas to do a third one for years. Every couple of years I get a call saying, oh, you know what? We're going to do another one. This is the idea. And then it would be a false start. And nothing would happen from it.
They'd say, oh, we got another host.
No, they would never say that.
Explain what a schmo is, the person that you're looking for, that everything hinges on.
What we do is we find a person who, first of all, they have to be likable. They have to be somebody that you want to root for because the show really is built around this person. So you're casting the star of a TV show, even though the person doesn't know it. They think they're just going to be a contestant on a reality show.
Okay.
And what they do is when they look for them, they go out of their way to avoid finding people who just want to be on TV.
Right.
Like, they don't have casting calls. Say, if you want to be in a reality show, come on down to this bar. They go out and they go to places like gyms and stuff like that, and they just find interesting people and interview them.
Huh.
And if that person seems to be a good sport and has a lot of the qualities we look for, then they will say, the reason we're talking to you is because we're searching for people to be on a reality show. So you weed out a lot of the people who just want to be jackholes on television.
Now, who are the rest of the cast members?
Everybody so that person else. Thinks he's on a reality show. In this case, it's a show called The Full Bounty, where a world-famous bounty hunter named Jake Montrose is looking for someone to add to his bounty hunting operation.
And who would that be? Who's Jake?
Jake was a he's a legendary bounty hunter. He's famous throughout the United States. I play a version of Jake Montrose on the show. But The Full Bounty is a competition reality show where you get $100,000 if you win, and you also get a one-year contract with my bounty hunting company to become a bounty hunter.
Which doesn't exist.
Which does not exist.
Okay. No. Right.
Does he get the 100 grand? So he doesn't get anything.
He gets the 100 grand.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody gets the 100 grand at the end of the show.
Okay.
That participates as the Joe Schmo. And the rest of the competitors are all comic improvising actors. The first season, we had Kristen Wiig, for example. She was one of our characters. Second season, we had John Huertas, who's a regular in Castle now. So these are improv actors who are playing stereotypical reality show characters, stereotypes.
So everyone's in on the joke except for the Schmo, the one guy.
Exactly. Oh, he thinks it's real, and he thinks he's actually competing to win. And in essence, he is, because he does win at the end if we get all the way through it. But our challenge is not to let things get so crazy that he figures out that this is just a put on and it's not real.
Right.
Now, Ralph, we have talked many times on this show, as various other reality shows have come on, that it's almost impossible to parody reality television anymore. Yeah. How were you able to do it?
That's been the problem with doing Another Schmo, is that the stuff we were doing in the first couple seasons looks tame now in comparison to what real reality shows are
right.
doing. So we had to find a genre of reality show that was ripe for parody. And we think we found one with the bounty hunting thing. There's so many of these repo wars and bounty hunting hunters and all these types of shows where you show people in the field, you know, hunting down people and stuff like that. We thought that was an area you could certainly spoof with Dog the Bounty Hunter and all these other
Did you have them do, like, athletic events and stuff to make sure they're in shape to do
all
that?
Kinds of challenges that are tangentially related to what you think the bounty hunting job would be. Like, you have to chase down a stuntman as if he's a perp and handcuff him. And whoever does it fast, it's like a rodeo. It's like roping calves. Whoever does that fastest wins. There's obstacle courses. And for the first time ever in the show, we leave the mansion where everybody's living and we go out in the field take them on real bounty hunts, in
really?
Quotes. So the guy thinks he's really stalking actual criminals that are from my caseload, from Jake Montrose's caseload.
So the criminal is also in
another
on the
actor. Everybody wow. involved is an actor except for Chase. Is his name Chase Rogan, who is our schmo this
Do year. You provide Chase with a chair and a noose for the end of the program?
Well, you never know how these people are going to react at the end of the show. That's part of the fun. And so I think this season's reveal, where we kind of pull back the curtain and let him know what's been going on, is maybe the best one we've had
really?
Of the three shows. Yeah.
Wow.
This is the voice of Ralph Garman here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. We're talking about Spike TV tonight at 10, two episodes in a row of Joe Schmo as season three premieres. Now, I don't think I'm asking you to talk about anything that hasn't already been put out there, but of course, you're terrified every day that you show up that the entire production and all the money invested and everybody's time is going to collapse if something goes wrong and
yes.
he finds out the whole thing's a joke, right?
Right.
There's a clip in the trailers for this season where the girl, the actress who's playing deaf, accidentally reacts to something that somebody says to her. Tell me about that moment.
Yeah, we've got, like I mentioned, all the characters are sort of stereotypes you've seen in other reality shows. So since Marley Matlin was so popular on The Celebrity Apprentice, we have a character named Carly, who is a deaf girl who travels everywhere with her interpreter.
Okay.
Now, the actress, Joan Newman, is brilliant at playing a deaf girl, but she's not hearing
she
impaired.
Can hear, right.
So there are several moments throughout the show. Imagine you had to pretend you couldn't hear all day long.
Oh, that would
be so
hard.
You have to live with this guy. You're putting on this performance 24 hours a day. You're sharing
a house.
I mean,
the loud noise. You don't...
There's a champagne cork that gets popped at a dinner table early on in the episode, and she flinches and puts her hands over her ears.
But he doesn't catch that?
He didn't catch
oh,
that.
Thank
and there's
God.
Another moment, I won't give it away, later in the show, where she also hears something she shouldn't hear, being deaf. And here's the thing. We write that. We script the show out in terms of what we think the scenario should be, how the character should act, what should happen, how people should leave. We have an eviction ceremony, ridiculous eviction ceremony at the end of each episode. And invariably, at every turn, he would do something that would screw that up. So you have to go back and rewrite stuff and scramble and put new things together. So it's a very stressful gig for the producers and the writers on the show.
Well, the New York Times calls it a reality classic, and it has been gone far too long. Season three premieres tonight at 10 o'clock or 7 o'clock, I guess, depending on your cable system, right, Rob?
Yeah, you can watch it on 7 on Spike here on the West Coast, because that'll be the 10 o'clock feed on the East.
Great.
But it'll be rerun again 10 p.m. tonight as well.
Well, it's nice to finally meet you. We've been a big fan of your work for a long time.
Guys, too.
Hope we see you again soon.
Not feeling so good again.
Nope. Highlights of the Honey Boo Boo Halloween special. Yes, you heard that right. It just aired Sunday night on TLC for some reason. That's coming up. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday.
Because it's Happy Boo Year.
Oh, that's right. I did totally forget about that.
Yeah.
Very creative.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows and DVDs are available today for your entertainment dollar. Here's a look at what's new in stores and available online. Signed, Sealed in Blood by Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, they seem a lot more grim than they usually are. It's a little scary.
Oh, we're just supposed to drink and party. What happened to that band?
Vicious Lies and Dangerous Rumors by Big Boy.
Big Boy!
Movies on DVD. Hit and Run, starring Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Yeah. Keep going.
Dread! The comic book movie based on the comic book Judge Dredd, of course, starring Carl Urban.
I saw that. I like that.
You like Dredd?
Yeah.
That's available today on DVD. Frankenweenie, Tim Burton movie, starring Martin Short's voice and Catherine O'Hara's voice, Martin Landau also. Animated film. A lot of people like that. House at the End of the Street with Jennifer Lawrence and Elizabeth Shue. Scary stuff. Stolen. Anyone? Stolen?
Stolen.
No. Starring Nicolas Cage, Malin Ackerman, and Danny Houston.
Never heard of this.
Didn't know it existed.
Maybe it's straight to DVD.
Maybe.
Wow.
I know this one is. SEAL Team 6, The Raid on Osama Bin Laden with Cam Gigande.
Seen it.
You've seen this
one?
That
was on TV. That one aired on TV.
TV movie. Oh, well, there you go. That's why I didn't see it in theaters. Speaking of TV, here's what's available from your favorite series. Archer. Boy, that's a funny show. You guys watch
Archer? I'm not watching Archer, no.
It's so funny. Season 3 is available on DVD. Dallas, the new Dallas, complete first season is available. And Dance Moms, Season 2, Volume 2. The second volume of the second season of Dance Moms.
All right.
Remember when Beer Monk had that great interview with the Dance Mom?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. Do we have a clip of it?
Yeah, she was coming down the red carpet, and King of Mexico said, "Oh, this is the woman on Dance Moms, but she's not a dance man. She is the teacher who teaches the other children of the dance mems.
That's right.
So just talk to her and don't. What? She's not a dance mem, though, even though her show's called Dance Mems."
And here's what Beer Mug did with that information.
Abby Lee Miller from Lifetime's Dance Moms here at the Teen Choice Awards. What is it like being a dance mom, being coined as a dance mom? Is that a good thing?
I'm not a dance mom. Do you watch the show?
What are you?
I'm the dance teacher. I own the studio. Yeah.
You have kids?
No.
I'm so sorry. I can't lie, but tell the K-Rock audience a little bit about the show and myself who haven't seen it.
Huh? tell them about the show and myself who haven't seen it.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's the best. You know who is really the best, though? Huell Howser. He was the best.
Okay.
Yesterday we found out that Huell Howser, icon of Southern California television, after 30 years, has passed away. He was the best. He would interview California's unique people. He would go to the places and landmarks that made this great state special. And you could watch him on PBS. California's Gold was one show. Video Log. He had a bunch of shows. And he was never off your television from the late 80s all the way through just recently when he passed away due to his failing health. He passed away yesterday at 67 years old. He will be missed.
By other people.
Yeah, I hope right now he's in heaven holding that handheld mic saying, "This is amazing! Look at all these clouds you have! How did you collect all these clouds?" Jesus say, "Well, you know, they're just up here. It's heaven. We got a lot of clouds." "No, it's really amazing! Look at those arches! Are those people coming through those arches going to heaven?" He was the best. Miss Huell. But he'll live with us forever in reruns. You
sure.
can still see him all the time on PBS.
Oh, I got to...
Have you never seen one
episode
DDR of Huell
Howser?
My DDR
is packed up with Huell
You've
Howser.
You've never seen one Huell Howser episode?
No. Sounds terrible.
That's fascinating to me.
Why? It sounds like it's super boring.
I don't know how you could avoid him. It's like King of Mexico, never seen a James Bond movie that you haven't even accidentally seen Huell Howser.
This is on PBS only, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I never go to PBS.
Oh, sure.
Ever.
Why would you? There's nothing good on PBS.
No, but I'm saying, like, for example, the Bond movies, they're everywhere. You have to avoid it. But this is just PBS.
PBS not loud enough for you? Is that the problem?
Not enough explosions.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Game show host Bob Eubanks is 75 years old today. Physicist Stephen Hawking is 71. Robert Krieger, legendary guitarist for The Doors, 67 years old. David Bowie, 66 today. R. Kelly turns 45. Actress and director Sarah Polley is 34. And Rachel Nichols is 33 years old today. She was in the smash hit movie Alex Cross with Tyler Perry.
I'm sure she'd prefer that she wasn't.
Wide,
I will tell you.
Widely crowned as the worst movie of 2012.
Aww.
So, yeah, it was.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
We are hearing great things about her new sci-fi series that debuts next week, though, called Continuum.
Yeah,
great things about that.
She is 33 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
On a
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
It's not fair to have moments with off-air, Kevin. It's not the way it's done.
I think I provide plenty on-air.
No, not enough.
And by the way, Kevin's slowing down. He had a hot streak going last week with the moments with on Thursday and Friday. Nothing yesterday or today. What's going
drought.
On, Kevin?
It dries in a scoring
Guys,
drought.
I think I've proven that by the end of the year, I will have come through.
We keep putting the puck on his stick, and he keeps fanning.
All right, it's 9:39 on the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Everyone's very upset about the news about the passing of Huell Howser.
And by everyone, you mean
some people. Mm-hmm. One of Southern California's most familiar faces and voices has passed away. He was the enduring host of the TV documentary show California Gold for many years. Did other shows about California's parks and history. He would interview the unique people, places, and landmarks of California. And he was a local icon, local TV icon. Not many local TV personalities anymore.
No.
Not much local TV in general, but California's Gold, that was a show right there.
You know what it reminds me of? I'm thinking of it. It reminds me a little of a waste of time.
And I don't feel like there's anybody coming along to replace those people who used to do those kinds of local shows.
I think we'll be all right. Well, there's no shows like that anymore.
Right.
They don't need people to replace them because the shows aren't available.
But it's kind of sad, though, isn't
it? Nope.
I think we'll live. I love local television.
I do, too.
We're good.
I love local TV.
We're all good. When I was a kid growing up, they would have local kid shows where after school, you'd meet your local kid show host and he'd play cartoons and stuff. And then you'd go down there and be in the studio audience. It was a great time. Huell spoke to us, the Californians. The show was just for us. It was unique programming.
Yeah, sounds bad.
He would go and he'd meet a guy who collected barrels. He'd spend an hour with the guy.
It wasn't just a half hour?
No, you'd drive out to the barrel farm there and he'd have a guy in acres and acres of barrels.
I used to be a cooper back in the day.
You know how to sell it.
That is amazing. Look at all those barrels. Now look at this barrel here. What sorts of things would be kept in this barrel?
Well, they would use it for pickles, largely, but then also water for the horses.
But you're saying that it was...
Wow. And this barrel would hold the water?
You're being
facetious.
It wouldn't leak
out through the slats of the barrel? No, they would waterproof it, keep it airtight. Speaking of airtight... Do you like some tequila? How can you love it? It's crap.
It's awesome.
All right. Tomorrow I'm going to bring in some.
We don't need
moments.
That.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I'm on the California Gold website right now,
Thank
Ralph. And they
you.
Have 70 episodes archived.
That's right.
Oh, 70 my episodes.
So for the next 70 days,
nope.
We are going to do
Huell
Howser tribute. And we'll break down an episode. I hope they have the barrel episode. That was one of my
favorites. Well, here's Huell is off to the Santa Monica Beach to the site of the very first hot dog on a stick stand.
Oh,
he has the whole history
of
the hot dog on a stick back starting in 1946.
That is amazing. You put a stick in a hot dog. Speaking of hot dogs, would you like some tequila? He passed away just yesterday after retiring from his long-running show. So apparently he had some failing health and...
some failing TV.
That TV was awesome, Kevin. You don't appreciate magic.
But you're...
Why does Kevin hate
Huell Howser?
But you're saying that ironically. I mean, it was awesome because it was so bad.
But you would learn interesting things about the history of
I
California.
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't watch it past second one when he says he's going to interview a guy that has barrels.
Wouldn't you like to talk to him, California's last Cooper?
No.
How many people are making barrels these days?
Who cares?
Here's an episode that has interviews with the String Lady, the Yogurt Man, and his first visit with the Del Rubio triplets.
Oh, the Del Rubios.
I rented the Yogurt Man over the weekend. That was pretty good.
Oh, wow. Huell visits the world's first motel.
Shut up! You should see Huell when he talks to the guy who owns a store that sells rare and old sodas. If you like an old-timey soda that you used to drink as a kid you can't find anymore, this guy would have that soda. He would collect strange sodas, and you go there and get like 400 different kinds of sodas.
That's a great 2-minute clip. How'd they fill the other 58 minutes?
And he'd go back and he'd revisit the family afterwards, and it was the best.
Oh, you're never going to get off this
website.
It
might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Oh, how about this episode where Huel goes onto an official California tall ship and sings sea shanties.
You see what I'm saying?
I'd rather have to watch that one.
It was unique.
And by unique, you mean horrible.
This is amazing.
He's the Armenian comedian of PBS.
I am on a ship that actually sailed around the world.
That reminds me of a song.
Now here's a shanty.
Huel loved sailors. That much we know about.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
He really did. Good. Well, while we mourn the passing of Huel Howser, here's something that might lift your spirits. David Bowie, for the first time in 10 years, has resurfaced. He has been famously reclusive about ending his career. He's retired. He didn't want to do any press. He didn't want to participate in any of these recent tributes to him. They've done in various museums around the world. Celebrating his long career, he was just out of the public eye completely. Everyone said, well, he's done. Bam! Today, on his birthday, he drops a new single on us and announces he's going to have a new album of brand new music in March.
Wow, what happened?
Apparently, he just got a bug up his butt and decided he had some songs in him, and he went in the studio and recorded them, and I think he even surprised his label. I bet they didn't think they'd be releasing new David Bowie album in March. Here is the newest single by David Bowie. It just dropped today. You can see the video at davidbowie.com for this song called Where Are We Now?
Balls, 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 balls.
Not what you would expect from him.
That was Huel Howser's song. He had a short-lived recording career as well.
Here's the actual David Bowie song.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
At 66, he's just lost.
You know.
The moment you know, you know you know. How about that for a lyric?
As long as there's sun. As long as there's sun.
Didn't work hard on the lyrics. It's a moody piece.
As long as there's rain.
As long as there's rain, what would come next?
As long as there's rain.
Oh, really? I love Bowie. I would pick this up. I definitely will.
You would.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because it's him?
No, because I love that stuff.
But this song?
This song is great, yeah.
This reminds me of his Loving the Alien album, which had a lot of that sort of moody, slower kind of stuff that he does so well.
I like the Ball song better.
I really enjoyed it. I'll be picking it up. It's called The Next Day is the name of the album. You can pre-order it now on iTunes, but it'll get a wider release scheduled for March. You can check it out. Also on the website, Bowie addresses the fact that he's been out of the public eye. He recorded a little audio greeting for his fans that you can check out. Streaming there on the website, where he does in fact confirm that he's got a new album coming out.
I've got a brand new album. I've got a brand new album.
There you go, it's been confirmed.
I've got a brand new album. I recorded a brand new album.
Well, there will be new music.
I've got a brand new album.
David Bowie coming in.
You'll be hearing a brand new album.
Bowie fans must be happy.
I've got a David Bowie's got a brand new album. I've got a brand new album. I recorded a brand new album. Brand new music on my album. I hope that you will buy my album.
There you go.
I've got a brand new album.
New music
on my album. On a new album.
One critic had this to say.
How can you love it? It's crap.
You know, we're not that far off anymore. The way he wrote that last song, man.
It's true.
It's pretty much just saying the same thing over and over again. Today's celebrity birthdays, as I mentioned, legend David Bowie is 66 years old today. Robbie Krieger, guitarist for another legendary musical act, The Doors, 67 years old. Physicist Stephen Hawking is 71. Bob Eubanks, legendary game show host from The Newlywed Game and many others, is 75 years old. R. Kelly, the man who gave us Trapped in the Mother Effing Closet, 45 years old. Actress and director Sarah Polley is 34 years old. Rachel Nichols, the lovely
Hey,
and
this
talented.
Is Rachel Nichols Baxter, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock.
I think she had to take a shower after she recorded that.
Of course.
Yeah. She is 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Jim McCairns, who's going to tell us how to get into TV. If there are a lot of people out there that are trying desperately to get into TV.
I've been trying for 20 years. I'm glad he's coming on the show.
You just can't break through. He doesn't have 100 ways. He's got 103 ways.
Oh.
Well, you need those extra three.
That's right.
Adam Carolla will be on the program tomorrow with This Week in Rage.
I hope Adam will be on the show tomorrow. He was a huge fan of Huell Howser, you'll recall.
Oh,
he could still
right.
be in mourning. He could be devastating today.
He could be devastating?
Could be devastated, yeah.
Chris Harrison, who's the host of The Bachelor,
who Ralph's way too excited about.
I have to go home this afternoon and watch it.
Going to be on the show tomorrow. And a little actor by the name of Kevin Bacon.
What wow. the what?
Talking about the following.
Philadelphia's Kevin Bacon?
Is he from Philly?
Hell yeah. Sure. He wrote a song about the Mummers Day Parade.
Okay.
How did you not know that?
That's all I'm going to be talking about tomorrow.
Wow, Bacon, I feel so stupid not
mummers.
Knowing that.
Let's talk about the Mummers.
So Kevin Bacon tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin